против.
Ну, I'm gonna call this morning, but not bad. Put the hay bales. Trying to keep close up the area. Trying to make things a little warmer in the house. Have a neighbor dog. Maybe for a month. Just the same. I have no idea. A lot of interesting trying to figure that out. Okay. We're having a little problem with our escrow company. They insisted that this organization handle escrow, you know, because they don't trust people. I guess it's understandable on some level. Except that my escrow company isn't doing a job. They're not making the payments that need to be made. That ends up being pretty unacceptable. They took this money. They're certainly processing a fee. It says they're doing it, and it's pretty much just for this, you know. You get an ongoing fee out of what I pay you to perform this service. I do not like getting notices of termination, stuff like that. Makes me look incompetent, makes me look untrustworthy, and I'm not gonna brook that. You're not providing me. If you're doing a shoddy job of providing me service, I'm going to have to go around to make payments myself. This is what I'm going to probably end up having to do in this case. Because the escrow company isn't going to be affected by this at all. They didn't go blithely along their way. They even indemnified themselves from any culpability, because everybody trusts the escrow company. They're never at fault. It's always those deadbeat homeowners, right? They didn't make their payments. We didn't have the money needed. you know, the law is going to be on their side. Because that's an easy accusation to make. I would have to prove to myself, through paperwork that I don't have, because it's all electronic these days, that payments were not being made. I hope it doesn't go to that. I really want them just to work it out. I don't want to have this problem. Regardless. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Should be okay. Woke up this morning and started working on Well, it isn't another book. I've been wanting to do something indicating the yet again the moral problem of rewarding people for doing for declaring themselves gay or some kind of special status. Based only upon behavior. And I'm sorry, because that is not a way to determine a group that is systemically disadvantaged. And the biggest problem is that this is not a group that should be given the kind of societal perks that a married couple is given, because there's a big intrinsic difference between a gay coupling and a man and woman marriage coupling. It's a huge difference. The man and woman coupling has an expectation of productivity. It has the expectation of introducing new children into the population. And a decently reasonable expectation, and if that expectation is not there, or if it's waning, we should not be offering the staff to other groups who simply cannot do anything like that. People who get married for tax reasons. A gay or lesbian couple is non-productive in this way. A committed relationship of that sort will not produce children. It has to rely upon an extramarital relationship if a child is to appear, and of course that means there is no commitment here. Now you can say that that's just social order coming on, but there's evidence. I'm going to have to get it quoted because, you know, that's exactly what people do. What are your sources? What are your sources? What are your sources? That's funny. Anyway, so, and that's also kind of a fallacy. There was many, many studies done, financed by government, people looking to prove a certain point of view that the government liked and was throwing money at to get, you know, research done on this thing. One of the major problems with government financing of research and development is that the money won't, there are several impediments to research monies following something that actually works. It then becomes a political thing. And you can spend a lot of money trying to make a certain ideological standpoint seem more scientifically credible. That's a very easy way to do it. People look at scientific credibility by counting papers. If you have a big stack of papers that say that something is true, but you only have a few papers, or none, or whatever, that say that something is not true, that stack of papers is going to win. Now, can you manipulate that stack? Absolutely. You can only give money to people with a certain outlook and fund their research. Right now, we're in a situation where there is very little independent research that goes on without government funding. Therefore, politics can skew what you thought was somewhat scientific. And you go to the point where you can make anything seem true. It's all about politics, all about the National Science Foundation, and things like that, that are controlled by whoever's in the White House at any given time. So, you have to be very careful. My thought is, this should be something of a laissez-faire sort of situation. And say, well, that's not good. Then unpopular ideas don't have a chance of being funded. And you go, well, right now the problem is that politically interesting research is the only stuff that's getting real money. And politicians have found ways to pump up their side. Our friend Al Gore has found a very interesting way to make his post-political career quite lucrative based on a scare tactic that because climate is such a interesting beast and such a long-term beast that it can't be proven or disproven, but he can use the interesting way that the mechanism of funding works, and as long as he can remain alarmist, and as long as he can get he can exercise control over certain funding streams, that he can make sure that there's plenty of evidence that what he's saying is probably true. I'm very heartened by scientists who think more of truth than money. It's dangerous, though, in that you're going to constantly be, you know, you're probably going to lose tenure, you're probably going to, you know, do all kinds of things. People talk about how important it is to get tenure, and you go, it's not important to get tenure. It says, trust me, tenure can get taken away from you in a minute. Well, no, not in a minute, but tenure can be jerked out from under you just as easily for political reasons as for any other. I said, so don't bother wasting your time and effort trying to get it. You know, just as good to stay an adjunct, just as good to make that kind of money. Find different ways of doing things. Come at it from a different angle. And you'll likely have a better result. Good day. Yes, my first recording this entire stuff came from a an inherent problem of the aggrandizement of the gay lifestyle. Thought and research. Just thought. It's philosophy. Not science. I say, where's your evidence? He go, well, I'll tell you the truth. I said, this will be the first time in Western society that this has really been embraced, so we're not going to have any